I got bad data from you. Just so you know.
Yeah, somebody else just let me know about this as well. Intern Dom has let us know about a couple of participants in the hot dog eating contest that have dropped out. Is that what you were going to bring up?
Is he one of them?
No, he is not.
Because Charlie Borges told me he's not in it. The guy I just picked to win it, he said he's not in it either.
That's what I just heard, and that is completely new information to me as of less than 10 minutes ago.
Anyone else drop out?
Joel Nelson is out.
Why is he not doing it?
I don't know.
So that leaves what? You?
Me, Donnie, Callis, intern Dom. And if anybody else would like to step up to the plate.
Wasn't there one other person that you had said?
Sean Myers. That's who we left out.
He's definitely in?
I think he's in. I don't know. There's been like a huge list that's been posted or anything, an official list. The official starting lineup.
Well, now, you know, it changes everything. Now it changes everything. Because the two guys I thought that were going to be sleeper picks were both the Nellies. And now they're out.
Seems like it.
So I'm going to have to say probably, man, I might have to go with Nicholas Harry Callis.
Callis is probably going to win. One texter, Callis is going to crush 12 of them. Other texter, no one will get over 7.
I would agree with the second texter. I think the winning score is going to be 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
All right, guys, I don't know that I don't know that you and Dom are going to get past like 3 or 4. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like that 2.5 line. Lines are set, not changing. And somebody asked if there's an actual site we can bet on these. No.
Here's the other thing I would tell you. Where are these hot dogs coming from?
That, I don't know. I have been given no ground rules about anything. All I know is that it's at 3 o'clock, it's here, and I have to be somewhere. That's all I know.
In other words, like, is there going to be somebody standing out front with a grill cooking them? Are they going to be just thrown into the microwave?
Into the microwave. I hope they're grilled.
So here's the thing. If they were grilled, okay, grilled, not burnt, but grilled, so they were, you know, smoke, you know,
yep,
that outdoor, you know, smoke taste added to the hot dog. That, you know, I think hot dogs on a grill are so much better than hot dogs made any other way. So if they were on the grill, I could eat 3. I could eat 3 of them. That's it.
So if they're not on the grill, you could only eat 2?
1 or 2. I mean, I just wouldn't have as much interest in it. Hamburgers on the grill, again, I could probably eat 3 or 4. That's the most.
3 or 4.
That's it. You know.
When I go to a cookout, I like to eat 1 hamburger, 1 hot dog, and right, 2 pieces of kielbasa. That's my spread.
I eat 1 hamburger, 1 hot dog, and some potato salad, and I'm good.
Yep.
Wow. But, you know, back in the day, I used to be able to really eat.
I believe it.
I told you. There was a place in Greensburg called Sideshow Pizza. Okay? Tuesday night, Thursday night, all-you-can-eat pizza. On Tuesday, it was all-you-can-eat pizza for $1.99. Thursday was all-you-can-eat and drink. Of course, you know, what it was just fountain drinks. There was no alcohol.
Right.
It was just fountain drinks. All-you-can-eat and drink for $2.99. So one night, me and 3 of my friends took the challenge, and we got it in. 4 of us took down 100 pieces of pizza plus.
I can't even imagine.
My one buddy ate about 36.
How many did you eat? Like 20 slices?
28.
Yeah, 28 slices?
Yeah, between the two of us, he ate 36 and I ate 28. That put us over the 60 mark. And one other guy ate like 21, 22, and the other guy ate like 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we crushed 100 slices of pizza.
And how did your stomach feel after that?
Well, back then I could eat. Listen, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old Paul Zeiss would smoke any one of you in any of these eating contests.
I believe it. I mean, look at me, Paul. Like,
but
you think I'm eating, I'm eating 20 pieces? Really?
That's how I was. I was skinny as a rail. I couldn't gain weight. You know, I lifted weights. I tried. My metabolism was so high.
Mine too.
I was a swimmer in high school for a while. I'd be on the way home from like a long swimming meet. You know, like say we were at like Connellsville or Uniontown or somewhere where we had to stop. You know, for a McDonald's or something afterward. It'd be nothing for me to eat 7 Big Macs.
We have some info from intern Dom. He said that it's being provided by a restaurant that the restaurant's going to be grilling them outdoors and then bringing them in.
Hey, I might stay just to eat some hot dogs. Like, I might just say, hey, make me a couple of those just for me.
At this rate, there might be some left over.
Yeah, but they'll be cold by then. I want them coming real, you know? So, but, yeah, no, it would be nothing city limits for me to eat 7 Big Macs in a sitting. No issues at all. No issues at all.
That thought has never even crossed my mind before.
I used to go to Dunkin' Donuts, and I would get, between me and my buddy, we would get 3 dozen donuts. I'd eat 18, and he'd eat 18. You know, we'd crush them while we were sitting there playing Madden or Tecmo Bowl or whatever we were playing video games. We'd crush it. I'd crush 18 donuts, and then I would be hungry again in an hour. You know what I mean?
I can crush Oreos.
Yeah,
that's probably the best.
But back then, like I said, that probably tells you about why I have so many health issues now. Because back then, I guarantee I'd have smoked any of you in any food eating contest, provided I liked the food.
I'll take notes for how I should eat and not to eat for later on.
I ate one time on a challenge, I ate 30 plus pancakes in a sitting. It was a challenge, and I could have probably got to 40 if I really wanted to push it.
So if anyone punished you for a fantasy football punishment, you had to sit in the Waffle House for 24 hours unless you eat all the waffles,
yes.
You'd be out of there in an hour.
Right. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, I did all kinds of crazy things like that. We used to eat, you know, I tell you, this is a little bit different, but you know the game Quarters?
Yes.
Okay. When we were in high school and we get bored, we would play quarters with, are you ready for this? Warm grape Kool-Aid without the sugar in it.
No.
Yes. That was always good for at least two of us throwing up.
Playing with fire.
Have you ever drank warm Kool-Aid?
No.
Warm Kool-Aid. So what we would do is we would get the big jugs of water. And then we get those Kool-Aid packets that were unsweetened.
Yeah, just pour them all in.
Pour them in. And the water we'd let sit there, it was warm, and it was unsweetened. And the thing is, like, say it was like we had like a three or five gallon bucket. Say it was like a 3 gallon thermos.
Yeah.
So say the packets of Kool-Aid was like one packet for 1 gallon of water. Right? We would only put 1.5 packets in for 3 gallons. So not only was it warm, not only was it not sweetened, the flavor was just kind of enough to, you know what I mean? Where you have to, you know what I'm saying? It was weak. It was so disgusting.
It makes me think of that crap and stuff that they have to eat on Survivor during a challenge. Here's your spider underneath the little table that they take up.
So that's what we did. It was absolutely ridiculous. But that was a game of quarters that guaranteed two of us were thrown up, at least. Because I don't know if you've ever drank warm, unsweetened Kool-Aid, but it is brutal, especially the grape flavor.